Well, joining the program now, I have Sarah Roy, the director of the Red Brick Center for the Arts. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, thanks, Luke. Thanks for having me.
And also joining me is Amy Kimberly, the executive director of Carbondale Arts. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Luke, and hi, Sarah. This is awesome. Yay. We're all here virtually.
How about that? It's a virtual world. Hey, we're talking because there's a new effort, collaborative effort at marketing the arts, and both of you can tell me about it. So tell me, please, what's going on?
So, Sarah, you want to start talking about way back when we did the survey?
Yes, I can. So when COVID hit, and I think everybody was kind of feeling nervousness about, you know, the future and what it held, Amy and I started conversations and just started talking about first how each of us were doing personally, how our organizations were doing. And then, you know, it grew into how the arts and culture within the Roaring Fork Valley, how it's doing and how it was going to kind of fare and move forward through this. And so we decided to put out a survey, a creative survey, or a survey that we looked to the creatives to find out, to ask those kind of questions. You know, what would have been the impacts to their businesses, to their creative practice, and how we can support them. And what we heard from them was a significant loss to their business revenue and a need for those kind of opportunities. So from that, we hitched onto that and we said, all right, let's think of what we can do and how we can leverage the our voices and our organizations to help our creatives. And so we came up with the idea of a collaborative marketing campaign, and it's just gone from there. And I'll kind of, Amy, do you want to take it over? And I'll let you kind of dive in a bit further to kind of where it's evolved to today.
Well, even before Sarah and I did the survey, Teresa Booth Brown up at the Aspen Art Museum began gathering all of us that are basic arts organizations in the Valley to just meet four times a year and kind of talk about what we were doing. And so that group was the perfect group to reach out to when Sarah and I, you know, kind of saw the information from the survey. These were the people that maybe if we could all band together, we could create a really strong marketing campaign during this time of giving, you know, as we enter into the holiday season. I always say, well, anyone can shop Amazon, but, you know, it really takes creativity and caring to look right within your own valley and backyard to support what we have here. So we felt one of the ways economic recovery is just a huge, huge part of what has happened from the pandemic and how can we help our creative sector recover economically. And it's been incredible how everyone's jumped on board. We weren't sure what the response has been, but, you know, Anderson Ranch, Aspen Art Museum, Art Base, and then we've brought Redstone into the fold as well, have all been, you know, really supportive of this effort. And we're all really communicating well, which just never know how it's going to go on something this wide ranging, you know. So far, we're using the saying arts through it all, which was created originally through the Colorado Business on the Arts Committee. And they created this campaign, and they had a logo. But what they told us is you can use any piece of our campaign for your needs. So we are using the saying arts through it all. We are creating a new logo, which Heather Beach from Redstone has been working on. And as you can imagine, not easy to do with all everybody's creative input. but we are making headway on kind of the imagery and the branding. And then our next steps will be to, you know, we've reached out to different media outlets, and we're creating a marketing plan. And hopefully it'll just really keep people's minds in the forefront. And the marketing plan includes each time it's one of our areas time to be featured, we are going to put in calls to action. So, Sarah, I don't know, you might have some ideas on some calls to action that you guys will be doing up in Aspen.
I think the calls for action will be everything from supporting local artists through purchasing their artwork to supporting our arts and culture nonprofits by buying maybe a ticket to even a virtual film fest or, you know, whatever kind of performances are being able to be put on right now, to even donations. So it is just supporting all of the creative sectors in our valley and up and down our Roaring Fork Valley. Amy, I'm so glad that you brought it up and reminded me in this conversation that the idea for this does even reach back even pre-COVID, where Teresa Booth Brown from the Aspen Art Museum, how you had mentioned, it was getting a group of arts and cultural organizations together regularly. And we have always been kind of talking about partnering, but just, you know, keeping in good communication. But it did, I feel like, kind of took the pandemic to say, okay, we want to collaborate. Now we have to. We see this real need. And as Amy kind of talked about, it's been amazing the groundwork that when you pull this many organizations and people into a table, it's can you be productive together? And I think we are proving very successfully that we can be productive together and come up with a slogan and come up with a logo and pull everyone's differing opinions together successfully.
So too many chefs in stirring the soup is just a cliche. It's not what's happening here.
No, and actually, like, for our Carbondale Redstone sector, KD&K is involved. I've actually began some conversations, besides underwriting that we'll be taking out, looking at doing a minute feature on creatives throughout the valley that'll switch out throughout the week. You know, the all our media outlets really are part of the creative sector. And things like KD&K, you know, membership is important. The Carbondale Clay Center, they will be having their cup auction. So, you know, once you go down that road, there's just so many fun call and creative calls to action. And all of those can be a way to give a gift to someone, you know, buy a membership for a friend, or really delve into our local artists and purchase something from them. Because if not now, I don't know when. I mean, this is when we need it. And if everyone really supports locally, our communities will get through this. We will get through it.
Well, it's clear that you're sharing creative ideas. Are you also sharing financial resources?
Well, each of us are responsible to come up with the nut of what the final cost will be. So we'll all be sharing in that. And we're trying to keep it as low as we can so that we can all make it happen. But I feel like we're all on board with the costs.
Mm-hmm. Is this the first?
I think so. Sorry, I was going to say, I think so, too. I think, yeah, the organizations that are kind of participating and get in the kind of the creation or the development of this are putting financials towards it. But then I think we are hoping that other people, businesses, you know, as Amy kind of said, it could be so far wide-reaching that they kind of jump onto the slogan and everyone can kind of take arts through it all. And promote it social media or however they like, that it becomes even bigger than just the organizations that came up with it.
Exactly. And I'm glad you mentioned that, Sarah, because a key piece of this is that the week that let's say Aspen featured 1 week Aspen Snowmass, and then another week Basalt, and then, you know, another week is Carbondale. Well, let's say it's Carbondale's week. Besides our basic media that we're putting out, and we are trying to keep those costs fairly low just because we have to, but we want to use social media. And so that whole week, we'll be working with all our partners, let's say in Carbondale, to create great social media content on Instagram and Facebook. But then all of our partners are going to share our posts. So for us, it's awesome that Aspen Art Museum is going to share our posts. That gives us so much more exposure. But also, in return for Aspen Art Museum, who's really looking to expand their membership and strengthen their community relations, it's awesome for them that we will be sharing their social media. So same with Red Brick. You know, I mean, we're exposing ourselves to our different social media groups. And I think that's going to be extremely valuable to all of us.
Obviously, social media takes your message far afield from the Roaring Fork Valley, and I guess that must be your intention.
Sure.
We'll take it.
Within the valley. I mean, there's, you know, it's funny because Red Brick, you probably have, you know, a lot of patrons that we never see down here and vice versa.
Yeah. So, and it is, and you're right. I mean, that weaving that community, valley-wide community narrative is really important, and story and showing us all working together is really important. But then if it reaches outside and tells that story even to a broader audience, that's great too.
Is this the first time, ladies, something like this has been done locally?
I believe it is the first time that something with such involvement has been done, and at least since I've been around, and I guess I've been around since 2001. Could have happened before that. But I feel like just simply the fact that we're all really communicating and working together, if it did nothing else, it really gives us all hope, and hopefully all the artists and creatives in the Valley, that, you know, this kind of collaboration and strength is possible. And if that's possible, then who knows what else is possible. And we're kind of in that phase of life where, you know, economy is really, you know, the icing on the cake, but keeping that hope alive for all of us is extremely powerful right now.
Do you think this would have happened without COVID?
Good question. I don't know. What do you think, Sarah?
I think COVID added a bit of an urgency to it, you know. So again, like Amy had kind of introduced, you know, a group of arts and cultural organizations had been meeting quarterly and starting to have, you know, just build relationship. I feel like a lot of times these collaborations are going to be successful if you just have a foundation of having a relationship with each other. And so the table was set. But then I definitely feel like COVID, it drew us into action.
It sounds like this is already happening. Have you gotten any feedback or any hard numbers or any indication that it's working?
Well, we haven't launched the campaign yet. We're just getting all our ducks in a row, and then the campaign will launch November and December. We do hope that through this collaboration, another project that we all have talked about in various ways through the years of a valley-wide arts directory and sales platform, that maybe if we can pull this off, maybe, you know, the next steps might be that we could really do something strong like that. So you never know where it's going to go, but for right now, we kind of feel like the fact that we are collaborating as we are and we'll be able to launch this campaign right in those months when people are looking to spend money and get gifts. Hey, who knows where it's going to go?
I love that it's tying together both ends of the valley.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Redstone. The whole Roaring, as I say, Redstone too. I mean, we wanted to, yeah. It is meant to be the Roaring Fork Valley and Redstone.
I mean, I will. I do want to say that we do not have Glenwood involvement at the moment. But we totally are supportive of anything that might be happening there. And, you know, as this grows, we certainly would welcome involvement there. But at this point, they hadn't been in the meetings. And so, you know, we're really kind of sticking with this core group of people that have been active. And I want to say, you know, that activity is like the Aspen Chapel's part of this.
Huh.
Clay Center, you know, it's really the Redstone Arts Foundation. A lot of organizations that maybe are a little more siloed, but are now really connected.
Uh-huh. Huh. It sounds like a great effort, ladies. Good on you.
Well, thanks, Luke. Yeah.
Sarah Roy, thank you so much for joining us.
Definitely.
Amy Kimberly, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Luke. It's always a pleasure.